presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential standard bearer, made headlines yesterday with his call for canceling the ban on offshore oil and gas drilling that has been in effect since 1981. But Richard Charter, a Bodega Bay resident who has been following that issue closely for the past 28 years, thinks that position will not prove popular with many of the voters McCain is trying to win over.
Because these are tired old ideas of drill and pollute, they are somewhat inconsistent with McCain's effort to court the environmental vote in several states, some states without which he cannot win the race, particularly Florida.
Charter, a lobbyist for the Defenders of Wildlife Action Fund, says McCain's support for coastal drilling is inconsistent with the candidate's positions on other issues, notably climate change.
At the same time he talks about drilling off the coast pretty much everywhere, he's talking about resolving the global warming crisis, but obviously all of this drilling of oil is only going to put more carbon into the atmosphere. It's counterintuitive to be drilling your way out of global warming.
And Charter suggests McCain's call for ending the ban on drilling on both the Pacific and Atlantic coasts was deliberately timed to influence a congressional vote today.
The House Appropriations Committee will vote up or down on extending the moratorium for another year that protects the California coast. I believe that the speech was timed and designed to try to influence the vote, which will in fact determine whether the coast gets continued protection or not.
Senator Barack Obama opposes lifting the ban. An earlier effort to end the coastal protections was defeated on a 9-6 vote, largely along party lines, in a House Appropriations subcommittee last week. McCain's proposal included a mechanism to share some of the revenues from any new oil or gas wells with the coastal states where they are located. Charter says that's an old idea, too.
What we call the Coastal Bribe Act, trying to induce states with money to accept drilling, was actually developed and originated with Richard Pombo when he was in the Congress, and of course it was one of the primary things that got him kicked out of Congress by the voters.
Still, Charter warns that the revival of coastal drilling in this electoral season is bad news for California.
This all has profoundly dangerous implications for the beaches and bays of California, and is absolutely inconsistent with our state legislature, virtually all of our coastal communities and our coastal economy, and I think it has Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger hiding under his Humvee in his yard.
Actually, aides to the governor have said he disagrees with the plan but continues to support McCain. Although no new wells have been permitted along the California coast since 1981, the pre-existing 23 oil and gas platforms continue to produce 26 million barrels of oil each year and 52 billion cubic feet of natural gas. The U.S. Department of Energy estimates those reserves could be enough to meet California's energy needs for 15 years, or the entire nation's for 17 months. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.